From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. President Obama has now acknowledged that, quote, the American people need to have confidence in the NSA surveillance programs. The administration has proposed several steps, including a task force that will review surveillance technology and practices, and a website that will detail just what the NSA does and does not collect. If you're worried about government surveillance of your online activities, hard to tell if a website is the thing to make you feel better. But one thing's for sure, continuing revelations about government surveillance could start to change behavior. Some email providers have now shut down, saying email just isn't a secure service, period. Eva Galperin at the Electronic Frontier Foundation has been thinking about this.
It is unclear to EFF where people can turn now if they want secure email communications. And that's something that we've all been, you know, sort of sitting around and contemplating, because secure email communications and anonymous secure communications are really vital to vibrant public discourse and to our privacy rights.
Galperin thinks that the latest information about the government looking through digital data will have a chilling effect on some communications. She says everyone should be concerned.
But also, the NSA is spying on our allies. It's spying on people in the UK. It's spying on people who are engaged in trade negotiations. And I think that this should be a subject of intense outrage all over the world.
Eva Galperin of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. By the way, the website that the NSA will use to explain its surveillance operations is supposed to launch this week.